So we know that Scripture, the Word of God, transcends time and space. So each of these themed celebrations are historical moments that happened at one point in time, but they're not stuck in time. They're with us. We're part of it. It's our story as well. And so we come to this feast of the Ascension of the Lord, where Jesus' work here on earth is completed. The whole Easter season, we've had different moments of doubt, joy, confusion. And at each of those moments, Jesus has physically been there to console, to clarify, and to bring peace. All of that comes to an end today, at least in the celebration. Not that God is not present with us, absolutely present, but there's a change. And that change is very simple, that he is returning, if you will, to the right hand of the Father. And of course we know that the Father does not have a right hand. This is imagery that you and I use as humans, as finite creatures, to speak about an infinite reality. The image of someone sitting at the right hand is an image of authority, of equality, of governing. So Jesus' return to the Father is now a sense of accomplishment, that the work that was given to me here is completed. Not that I won't continue working, because in our faith we profess that Jesus is at the right hand interceding for us. So that is not a passive seating at the right hand of the Father, but a very active one. Just as we hear in Genesis when God created the world and then on the seventh day he rested, it's not like God pulled up a couch and took a little nap because he was exhausted for making everything out of nothing, not at all. Rather, it was a completion and an appreciation now for what has been. Once we have created something, think of your gardens in our yard. This is the time of the year that we start them. We sit down after we've done all the work and we look at it. And then over time, time does what it does, the season does what it does, and we enjoy the fruits of our labor. This is exactly what we're celebrating today, Jesus' return. Remember, he came into this world with a very specific task, to bring reconciliation between the human, all of creation, and God. All of us together, all of us, the fallen world, reconciled, and then reconciled with our Creator. This was his work, and his work was done by becoming a living sacrifice, by doing what you and I cannot do on our own, offering ourselves completely and totally 100% to the Father, even unto death. And so Jesus does this, he's completed it, now he returns to the right hand of the Father, but the work is not done. Just as our graduates here, they're completing one phase of work for their life, but they're not done. It will take on a different phase. It will take on a different flavor, perhaps in a different place. So too with Jesus. We think of every one of those appearances of resurrection and Jesus coming to console. Friends, that's us. You and I are the Mary Magdalens who sit at the tomb and say, we thought it was going to be this way. How discouraged we are that it didn't work the way we wanted it to. Take note of Mary Magdalene. She didn't give up. She sat at the tomb and she wept until the Lord came to bring consolation. You and I need to sit at our tombs of hopes gone astray, or thoughts that we thought the way things would be didn't work out. We need to sit with that and let the Lord come in consolation. Think of the Thomas incident, and we've all been there. God, prove yourself. It is a very dark night for me. Someone I loved is no longer here. A friendship that I once had has been broken. A job that I had, I'm now unemployed. Whatever our situation, whatever our frustration and fear, and we look up to God and say, you are good. Why are bad things happening? I'm trying. And listen to him and let him tell you, stop your unbelief. Put your hand here in my side. Touch the nail marks. I suffer with you. I suffer in you. I suffer through you. We are not alone in this suffering. On our road to Emmaus, on our way to giving up, on our way to throwing in the towel, because again, things didn't work out the way we planned. We invested so much time and energy in a particular project and it didn't work. We give up. We're going home. And Jesus appears and reveals himself that no, you weren't wrong. Maybe you took a wrong turn. Maybe you looked in a wrong direction. But I've always been here. Let me recount the ways, the stories, and let me open your eyes to see that even in your despair, I was right next to you. And they did a 180 and returned to the church. That's us. This is us. This is our journey, if we allow it. So even though the work of Jesus here on earth is complete, the work continues, as we heard in the gospel. His part is done. He has established everything, given us every tool we need, and now he hands it over to us and says, go to the ends of the world, make me known. Hard to do if we don't know him ourselves, which is why in our frustrations, in our difficulties of life, we need to sit with him and let him come to us. How can we give what we don't have? The Lord has not left us. The ascension is not about, I've had it with them, I'm out of here. The ascension is about letting us become adults, asking us, inviting us to grow up, to take responsibility, to pass on what we ourselves have received. And this isn't just from a religious point of view, although we are speaking religiously. It is our work, after all, to continue the work of Jesus. But it could be any facet of our life to pass on what's been handed on to us. We have all received wisdom from our elders. It's time that we pass that on. We've all received an inheritance. That inheritance can be many things. An education, a building, a structure, a home. Time for us to pass that on. So as we go through our week, we're invited to consider, can we do what Jesus has entrusted to us? And I can tell you emphatically, I cannot. I do not have the skill set. I do not have the energy or the stamina, which is why we're invoking the Holy Spirit for next week. We'll get to that next week, but our work this week is to consider what he is laying before us and how is it that we'll do what he's invited us to do. It's hard work, but it's in his Spirit, through his Spirit, that we no longer are not only energized, but as he said today, empowered. So to reflect this week, are we doing what he's asked of us? Are we passing on his message, the good news, the gospel? In our own lives, are we receiving that good news, that gospel, in order to pass it on? Let's ask the gift of the Holy Spirit to help us in our weekly meditation.